Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Defiant Israel says that a UN Security Council ceasefire resolution will have no operational significance for its military in Gaza. The resolution passed on Monday, calling for an immediate ceasefire, but little has changed on the ground so far. At least 17 Palestinians, including four children, were killed in an Israeli airstrike targeting a home near Rafah overnight. The Israeli government has repeatedly said it plans to launch a ground offensive on Rafah, Gaza's southernmost city, where more than 1.5 million Palestinians are sheltering. Well, Qatar's foreign ministry has welcomed the UN ceasefire resolution. Its spokesman says that it increases diplomatic pressure on Israel.
This resolution represents a form of diplomatic pressure. We are not speaking about swift action on the ground. There are proceedings in the international court. This resolution handed down by the UN Security Council and negotiations going on in Qatar. All these collectively together represent pressure. We are banking mainly on the success of negotiations. All these measures reflect the tactics of the international community, and this is what we've been calling for.
A major search operation is underway in the United States after a bridge collapsed when a container ship rammed into it. It happened just before 1:30 a.m. local time in Baltimore. First responders say they are trying to rescue up to 7 people as well as vehicles that fell into the water. One person has been taken to hospital with serious injuries. They say they have no information yet on what caused the collision and are still unsure just how many people have been hurt. Russia's President Vladimir Putin is blaming the Moscow concert hall shooting on what he calls Islamist radicals. 139 people were killed in the attack on Friday. 8 suspects have appeared in court, including the 4 gunmen who were charged with terrorism. The man being charged on Tuesday is a Russian citizen who allegedly rented out an apartment to the gunmen. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is facing another wait to find out whether he can appeal his extradition from Britain to the United States. The High Court in London has adjourned a decision on the appeal until the 20th of May. The founder of WikiLeaks faces 18 charges in the US related to the release of classified documents about the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Assange has been fighting extradition since he was charged in 2019.
On the Inside Story podcast, we're discussing the implications of a new U.S. law that suspends funding for UNRWA. The U.N. agency that provides aid to millions of Palestinians is already struggling during Israel's war on Gaza. So what does this mean for those relying on its services? Listen and subscribe wherever you get our podcasts.